notice what is said about them, verse 10, but they rebelled and they vexed his Holy Spirit. I think the Holy Spirit today is pretty tired of you and me. You really want to know the truth, but he's patient with us. Thank God for that. Therefore, he was turned to be their enemy, and he fought against them. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses and his people saying, where is he that brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit within him? Now, this refers, I think, directly to Israel, but it's, I think, a picture of the entire human family, that the Holy Spirit here is the Holy Spirit that today indwells believers. Now, actually, back in the Old Testament, we do not have a clear-cut distinction of the work of the Holy Spirit, but I think here is definitely a mention of him. Now, he's the one that led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm, dividing the waters before them to make himself an everlasting name. Now, that led them through the deep as an horse in the wilderness, that they should not stumble. You see, God harks back in their history to their deliverance out of Egypt. And then he goes on to continue their history here, how he's led them, and I'll not go over that. Now the prophet and the people plead with God to look upon their great need and desire. Verse 15, look down from heaven. Behold from the habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory. Where is thy zeal and thy strength? The sounding of thy bowels and of thy mercies toward me, are they restrained? Doubtless thou art our father, though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledge us not. Thou, O Lord, art our father, our redeemer. Thy name is from everlasting. Now, you'll notice here, God was the father of the nation Israel, but there's no thought in the Old Testament that he was ever the father of the individual Israelite. It's a corporate term, not a personal one in the Old Testament. Now, in the New Testament, it becomes personal and not corporate. Abraham was the father of the nation and not of each individual Israelite. And that's the way God was the father of them. He is the one that was father of the nation. Now, he says, O Lord, why hast thou made us to err from thy ways? Harden our heart. This is a pleading prayer, asking God to intervene for them. And listen to this last verse 19. We are thine. Thou never bearest rule over them. They were not called by thy name. They now surrender completely to God. And I think this should be the attitude of the Christian today. What a picture this should be. Thus, complete yielding to God. Fred, most of us are afraid to do it. We're afraid he'll be hard on us. But he wants to be gentle with us and will be if we give him a chance. But remember, he is the God of judgment. He is the one that's coming, treading the winepress of the fierceness of his wrath on this earth someday. I'm not trying to frighten you. God's not trying to frighten you. He's just telling you the truth. That's all.